Israel was looking and longing for the Messiah. He came as a baby, born of a virgin who gave birth to him in a stable. His clothes were strips of cloth, and his crib was a manger where the animals feed. Could this be God's plan for redemption? Could the birth of a baby in a forgotten little village called Bethlehem reconcile his people with God? By this great act of mercy, God chose to pour out his love on the world and fulfill his promise of everlasting life to all who believe.
Oh, Mary and Joseph were humble, ordinary people. Isn't it amazing that God chose them to be the earthly parents of his son? Even though they could not fully comprehend what God was doing, they chose to place their trust in him. A trust so bold they could abide the shame of giving birth to a child before the covenant of marriage was complete. A trust so sure it accepted the truth of God's word in their lives even without fully understanding it. A trust so full of hope it helped them endure the long and dangerous journey to Bethlehem and comforted them through the hardship of childbirth. Only God could pour out such hope, a hope that was everlasting.
That night in Bethlehem, a radiant light blazed into the world, a light that dispelled the darkness, a light so awesome and so dazzling that nothing or no one would ever be able to put it out. It was Jesus, the everlasting light that drew the angels and shepherds and wise men to one place with one purpose in mind, to worship the Messiah, the Son of God.
Arise and shine, for the light of the world is come. The light of the world is come. Arise and shine, for the light of the world is come. The light of the world is come. And the glory of the Lord. And the glory of the Lord. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Upon you. Arise and shine, for the light of the world is come. The light of the world is come. Arise and shine, for the light of the world is come.
The infant born in Bethlehem that night was not just any child. He was the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father. He was Emmanuel, God with us. He was the new covenant. He was salvation and a new way of life. He was eternity. He was a cord that binds us forever as children of God. And he changed the course of humanity forever. No wonder the angels burst forth in song. No wonder the shepherds left their precious sheep. No wonder the wise men followed a star. God's eternal light had come into the world, bringing hope, peace, love, joy, and everlasting life.